این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. Place Jamoran, Tehran. Subject: Evaluation of the Condition of the Islamic Revolution on the Eve of Fifth Anniversary of the Victory. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. On the eve of the fifth year of the victory of the right over wrong and the party of God over the satanic parties, I would like to express my thanks and gratitude to the court of the exalted Allah, for we are all from Him and unto Him is our return. The successive victories are by His blessing. I express my affection to the sacred status of the grand trustee of Allah and the custodian of Allah on earth. May our souls be sacrificed for Him, who is in fact the intercessor of the blessings and favors of the exalted truth.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, on the concept of prayers and supplications, Imam Khomeini رحمة الله عليه said, at any rate, there are unprecedented subtleties in these holy prayers. Heed them well, they can make men move. Well, this sentence of our dear Imam is about prayers and supplications, as you see. A prayer is surrounded by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from two sides, by success or tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the response or istijaba from Him. Basically, a servant cannot engage himself in supplication without tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you know. Such a facilitation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is necessary before supplication. In this case, if a servant calls on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would indeed answer his prayer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Call me, I will answer you."
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
صلى الله عليه
صل يا
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
It is reported from the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, "For whosoever among you the door of prayer or dua is opened, then the doors of mercy or rahmah shall be opened for him." Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam says, "Thus they remembered you by your benevolence and thanked you." You know, the moment a servant remembers his Lord, he comes under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His grace. And he would subsequently deserve to be thanked by his servant. Thus, a servant does not remember his Lord except after his remembrance has been preceded by benevolence and grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he has no way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his grace and mercy. So if he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is by His grace. And if he prays to Him, it is through the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. And if he thanks Him, it is through His mercy. This is aligned with what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is telling us about the effect of supplication, from which we all should take lessons. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today. For ending, let's just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about prayers and supplications. In that regard, he said, "At any rate, there are unprecedented subtleties in these holy prayers. Heed them well, they can make man move." Thank you very much. May Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.